I mean, it's just surprising because, you know, when I see other biomarkers that have infiltrated into the field, you know, of course it is primary medical oncologists, but at least at this point, it seems like stuff gets picked up fairly quickly. I mean, in colon cancer, you got, you know, RAS testing and BRAF, et cetera, and it seems like people pick it up. I don't know whether gynecologic oncologists are maybe a little more isolated to the concepts of testing, but when you look at those hazard rates in Solo One, it's scary to think about somebody getting missed.
Oh, I totally agree. But I do think the difference is that I think we're going to overcome that difference now with somatic testing, of course, being allowed for that indication with breast. And where, of course, genetic testing in appropriate women is very important. But lung, for example, because of the just sheer volume of lung cancer, unfortunately, we've been able to do a number of studies in small molecular subgroups. And so we know what those predictive biomarkers are. So those are just routine. Like, you don't even have to ask for it. The pathologist gets a lung cancer and they run the tests that need to be run so that you can align your patient with the correct therapies. It doesn't require a genetic counselor. It doesn't require the sort of all that extra step. In some places, you can't order a genetic test without having the patient seen by a genetic counselor first. And so that's sort of a barrier. So that's where we were with BRCA testing and ovary cancer for a long time. But now that next generation sequencing has made somatic testing so much easier, and we have an indication that really mandates you know that information in the front line. I mean, I can see a day where it just becomes routine to look at this when you get a diagnosis of ovary cancer and you don't have to like stop and ask and think. Like, it's just, here's your high-grade serous and she's BRCA positive or she's BRCA negative or she's whatever. And that just comes out in the synoptic report on your pathology. I mean, that's, I think, where we need to be so that it's, you don't even have to think about it. And that's where lung cancer is, because they have more targets than we do. So
the paradigm is firmly established. Yeah. But again, you know, you look at CLL, you know, there are a lot of things where that's happening right now,
right,
at least in medical oncology.